What's up, guys? Welcome to the Isaac Hutch S&C podcast. My name is Isaac, and I started this podcast because I believe that people shouldn't be content with being weak, injured, and in pain. So I'm here to give you guys all my tips and strategies and things I've learned over the years to get you out of pain and back to doing the things that you love. What is up, guys? Welcome to the Isaac Hutch S&C podcast. And today I'm going to be talking on youth weight training, more specifically on whether I think weight training for children is high risk, if I think kids should lift weights, and if so, when should they start? So we'll start off with the question, is weight training for children high risk? This is a really common question that I get from parents when I've trained kids. They're telling me, how it stunts growth and growth fractures the growth plates, and I shouldn't be putting on a barbell on their back. And I think this common misconception can be brought back to two things. Mostly, there was this article in 1986 that was posted in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. I actually made an Instagram post on this a couple weeks ago, where a 13-year-old boy sustained a growth plate fracture in one of his wrists, I can't remember which one, while he was lifting weights. And so, pretty much since then, the myth's been, oh, you can't lift weights or you won't grow, you'll end up being short. But what is not often talked about is how the sort of manner in which he was lifting weights, which was he was improperly lifting them overhead while he was unsupervised at his parents' house. So that is the main contributor to the myth. I think another thing as well, people see a lot of like short powerlifters and weightlifters and stuff, and they think, oh, those people lift really heavy weights, and so they must have, lifted when they're young, and that's why they're short. But in reality, it's just because that it is more beneficial, to have shorter limbs in those sports, and so those people can succeed. Obviously, there is taller athletes in those sports too, but generally, they are much shorter as it is more beneficial for their sport. So yes, the growth plate injury is a really big concern, especially, like I said, hearing it from parents. And it is true that at a young age, these bones are still growing and they are vulnerable to injury. Maturing bones can be two times weaker, up to five times as well, than the surrounding tissues. And for this reason, a traumatic force a traumatic force that would cause a ligamentous injury in an adult would often cause a fracture at the growth plate of a child. So that's where the big concern comes from. Surprisingly though, barbell training is not one of the leading causes of growth plate injuries to children. In the US, the leading causes to these growth plate injuries are American football, followed closely by baseball, gymnastics, and hockey. So, as much as people think these weight training injuries, growth plate injuries are common, they're really not when it is compared to these other sports. So most injuries that happen in the gym come down to one big factor, and that is poor adult supervision. So not only does this increase the chances of the child lifting with poor form or too much weight, it also increases the risk of the children, with having messing around a bit, a bit of horseplay. Which is the reason for most common weight room injuries, which is dropping weights on their hands and feet, which I know I've done to myself. When I was a bit younger, I dropped a 20 kilo plate on my thumb and I had to go to hospital because it turned completely black. But moving on from that. So it would come to most people's surprise that there is actually a low risk of injury when it comes to weight training. The injury rates of youth athletes participating in sports of Olympic weightlifting and powerlifting actually considerably lower than that of football, rugby, and soccer. This is mostly due to these sports being taken, very seriously, even at a young age, where they have, professional coaches who are qualified and, give really good supervision and technique. And no, I'm not saying that these kids, shouldn't play sports and because weight training is less risk, but weight training is below these sports and in terms of risk of injuries, so I don't think anyone should be scared away from doing weight training. So in conclusion, no, I do not think that youth weight training is harmful, as long as they use proper form and have adequate supervision, which is just like for any adult as well. I'd say the exact same thing, that they should have adequate supervision and proper form technique, even though that might take a little bit less to teach an adult these things. And actually, in the last 20 years, there hasn't been a single study of injury in a youth weight training where there has been proper supervision. So in conclusion, no, I don't think parents should be scared. It is not harmful for your children more than any other sport is. Moving on, guys, I want to talk about, do I think kids should lift weights? And the answer to that straight up is hell yes. Not only does weight training increase their strength, increase their muscle size, increase their coordination, their agility, their balance, their mobility, their stability. I could go on forever, but it will increase their resilience, their bone density, and make them less prone to injury. It also promotes the growth of normal bone structure as well. But yeah, I think this is especially important if they're playing sports, which, you know, most kids are. They should definitely weight train. Like, think about that, you know, they're not rolling their ankles as easy, you know, you're less likely for an ACL tear. So definitely if they're playing sports, they should be weight training as a supplement to that. Secondly, I think weight training is a massive builder of confidence for kids, you know, especially if they're, you know, a bit smaller, not as athletic. If they can get in the gym, you know, start moving a bit, lifting some weights, it's going to absolutely boost their confidence through the roof. I know I wish I started when I was really, really young, you know, plant those seeds early to have that foundation, you know, even from when I was, you know, 4 or 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it is, I would rather than, you know, starting to learn that stuff at 18, you know, 15 to 18, you know, I would have been really well set up. Going off on a bit of a side note, I would actually love if this stuff got taught in school too, like in PE class. Like, I know there is useful information there about learning about different sports and things and how all that works, but it'd be awesome if they, you know, took you for a class and you went and learned how to squat. And then, you know, after a few weeks, they would teach you how to deadlift and hip hinge properly. I think that would just be awesome to lay those foundations early and really hammer that stuff home in school. Moving on to the final question, and it is, at what age should kids start weight training? And my simple answer to this is as soon as they can. For some children, this could be as early as, you know, 2 or 3 years old. For others, it could be 8 to 10. But really, I think they should be getting in and doing some sort of weight training, movement training as soon as you can get them. I know what you're thinking, guys. You know, often feedback from parents would be, you know, this is too early for them to be holding barbells. But I think that's where this misconception lies around weight training. You know, it doesn't only mean we're getting in there, you know, putting hundreds of kilos on the barbells, doing deadlifts, throwing around chalk, slapping each other on the shoulders, getting them hyped up to do a one rep max. Weight training is movement. It's movement based. You know, the squat is a movement which we train. The barbell or the dumbbell is just a tool that we use to load it. So you need to progress properly. So, you know, for a child that's only, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, maybe they're just getting in there, sitting in a bodyweight squat, and that's all it is. Maybe they're doing a couple push-ups. Maybe they're just sort of a bit more free range movements, something that's going to keep them interested. Then as they get a bit older, they can progress. So you go from a bodyweight squat and then they, you know, hold a really small dumbbell, 3 kilo dumbbell in a goblet position. And then next they're holding a ball. Then they got the bar on the front in a Frankenstein position. Then they can start doing back squats when they're 14, 15, 16, as they get a bit older and a bit more comfortable with the movement. But imagine how good they would be at a squat after being doing it for the last 10 years, you know, lighter weights, building up their technique, staying mobile, because, you know, as we essentially go throughout our life, you know, when we're kids, we start off as we're really mobile. Like, we can sit right deep in a squat, but as we get stronger, as we sit down more, we stay in these really cramped positions and then we lose our mobility. So they would stay mobile as well. So in conclusion to all of this, guys, not only is weight training safe, but it is the ultimate supplement for your child to not only any other athletic endeavors they choose, but also just life in general. So I think that everyone's kids should be weight training, and start them as soon as you possibly can. And I will see you guys on the next one.